Last May, 22-year-old Aaron Salazar was found severely injured along train tracks in Truckee. While his recovery continues, Amtrak has released little information about its ongoing investigation into what happened. For the latest update, KUNR's Michelle Billman checked in with Bob Conrad, publisher of This Is Reno, who has kept in touch with Salazar and his family.
Bob, can you remind everyone what is known about the incident that occurred back in May near Truckee?
So what happened is Aaron Salazar was on a train from Denver, Colorado to Sacramento, ultimately going to Portland, and his body was found basically pummeled. I mean, he was near death outside of Truckee by a couple miles on the train tracks. To this day, we don't know exactly what happened to him. Amtrak has basically implied that he jumped out of the train and tried to commit suicide. Aaron, most recently, he's doing better. He's talking, has said that he would never, ever try to commit suicide and did not jump out of the train.
And you said he is doing better. Is he still in Reno or how's his recovery going?
He's no longer in Reno. His recovery is going pretty well. He's obviously speaking now, learning to walk again, and basically on the kind of a long path to recovery.
And you've stayed in touch with Aaron and some of his family members. It has been several months since the May incident. What are they telling you now?
Yeah, I've been in touch with his family this whole time, and they're very frustrated. They feel like Amtrak has not been very transparent in their investigation of the incident. They feel like by trying to say that he committed suicide, that they're brushing off the problems or any potential problems that Amtrak may be having with, you know, apparent lack of security on trains. Amtrak did say most recently that they would like to talk with Aaron. But as of my most recent communication with his family, that has not occurred yet, even though it came out at the end of November that he denied jumping from the train.
Bob Conrad, thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
Bob Conrad is the publisher of This Is Reno. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.